Blog Talk Radio.
And she saw the well of
just said, hey, she got to go. Because, see, in that culture, you can have many wives, many women, and, yeah. So she said she got to go. Amen. So, Nayrashin, so when they told her she had to leave her place, her home, she had to leave a place where even though she was introduced to something, she didn't go in wanting to have a baby, but because she was her maid, she had to be obedient to her. She became pregnant. And this time she had gave birth to Ishmael. But we all know that Isaac was the promised one. He was the one that was going to get the promise. Amen. But then was Ishmael. But even though sometimes you feel like, oh, my God, well, God is so limited. Like, he can only bless one person, not bless the other. No, he blessed Isaac and he blessed of Ishmael. Hallelujah. But what I wanted to say on today is that even in the midst of Hagar, when she got pushed out, when she got shut out, when she got pushed out of her home, and she got pushed out of a conversation because she didn't belong, or maybe she did not fit in, or maybe she didn't have the credentials that somebody else had, or maybe she don't have the resources, but whatever reason, people may be pushed out of different situations and different circumstances, she got pushed out of her home, which is to leave her homeland. But in the midst of her leaving, she was in the desert. So her little boy looked like he was dying because there was no water. It was nothing for him to drink of thirst. So he was dying of thirst. So she put him afar off, and the Bible says like a bow shot, so however far that is from where she was, but she could still see him. It was visible, but she could not watch her boy die. You know how it is with our own children. We can't watch them go through different things, and we feel like we helpless. How can we help our kids? How can we help them? And sometimes we do feel helpless. But I love it because the angels of the Lord called out from heaven and said, Hagar, in verse 17, Hagar, what is the matter? In other words, we got this. He said, God already heard the boy crying. So God already hears your prayers. He already hears your children's prayers. He already hears your husband's prayers. He already hears your family's prayers. He already hears it. Even before, sometimes he may say, hey, I hear you. But he let her know, I hear them. I hear them. So why are you crying? In other words, I got it. But verse 19 said, when he opened up her eyes, she was able to see the well. Just using my own imagination. Sometimes we can't see the forest from the trees. And sometimes it's so many things and obstacles and hindrances and stumbling blocks before us until we can't even again. Hallelujah. So even if you may feel like you pushed out, don't you know God is pushing in? When you push out, God is pushing in. He's pushing you to go out. He's pushing you to keep going. Hagar kept going, and look how God blessed. That's why he said, Hagar, why are you crying? Genesis chapter 1, verse 17. He told us, the angel said, why are you crying? Hagar, what's the matter? In other words, we already know. God already sees. He said, the angel said, God already heard the boy crying. He already heard him crying. So God has already fixed it. He has already fixed the situation, even when you feel like you pushed out. How many of us felt like we so pushed out that we just exhausted? We feel depleted. We didn't cry. We didn't pray. We didn't try to reinvent this thing, and it ain't working. But don't you know you got to keep on pushing? Don't you know you have to keep on going? Be not weary in well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Don't you know that? Even if your business has been shut down, you go about it and do it a different way. Ask God, God, how can I create this thing again? How can I recreate it? What you want me to do, Father? How can I practice social distancing in this pandemic? Because guess what? God is still blessing in the pandemic. People, and so many entrepreneurs, they didn't even know the gift that was on the inside of them. And so, because God is God, and he's God all by himself. And even when Hagar was pushed out and pushed into a situation, she didn't even ask for it. And that's how they did it. And it's something, how much she gave her maid, how much she gave her master, which was she was a servant of Sarah. And then this is how you do me, Sarah. You want me out? You want me out? And I'm pushed out after I didn't help you, try to help your marriage, try to help our friendship. And this is what you do to me. Push me out. How many times people have pushed us out of situations? We try to help them. Now all of a sudden they don't need us anymore, so we go. Or something we said to them and we had a disagreement, so instead of sitting down and seeing how we can reconcile, how can we can make it or come to some type of happy medium, you're going to push me out like you don't know me anymore. I didn't have sisters right on the phone with you all night long. I didn't pray you through situations. I ain't asked for no money for it. I didn't drove you in my car up and down the road. I ain't asked you for gas money. Now you don't have time for me, and you're going to push me out like I'm nothing, making me feel like I owe nothing, pushing me out with nothing but the clothes that's on my back. But look at God. When you push out, God's pushing in, because he's pushing you to your destiny. He puts Hagar and his son to their destiny. He said he will become a great nation. Hallelujah. So even if they look down on you and feel like your kids ain't nothing, feel like they 30 years old, what they doing with their life, they still living with me. Okay, you're not enabling them, but you're helping them. I was talking to my family all that tough love stuff. Don't tell me about tough love. My parents didn't enable me, but they helped me to get on my feet. And it's not always financially, but just giving me wisdom how to grow. Now I'm at a certain age. What I have to do to save my money. My plan, helping me with a plan. Hallelujah. Then God gave a strategic plan. Hallelujah. But I know what that feels to give so much of yourself and people treat you like you're nothing. They don't even know you anymore. Hallelujah. But guess what? When I was pushed out, God was pushing in to keep me going. Just like he did Hagar, just like he did Ishmael. See, it wasn't over, but when I opened up my eyes, I could see the Lord. When I opened up my eyes, I could see the plan. When I opened up my eyes, I could see God's hand. When I opened up my eyes, hallelujah, when I cleared my vision, I was able to see. God was in the midst of that. And nobody can keep you down. No demon in hell can keep you down for what God has for you, even in the pandemic. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's down, aren't you?
Hi, Daryl.
Hi, Sidney. Jewel Good.
Hi, Sister Jewel. Hi, Vivian. Hi, Miss
Dana.
Hi, Dana. Amen. So what I'm saying, my lines are open. If someone want to press one, I'll take your call. Even though I'm talking, just press one, and I'll bring you in. But what I'm saying to you on today is that don't let nobody dummy down what God has put in you. Even when you feel like you in the desert, even when you feel like you in the wilderness, even when it feels like in the midst of still treating people nice, they still oppressing me. And then don't let your pride get in the way, because sometimes our pride gets in the way when we helping somebody out. They know they're dogging us out. But when God removes you, let God remove you. So even if Hagar was tired of being treated like that and her child mistreated, she didn't move until she was put out. Because, see, she was being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
But when she was pushed out and thought she couldn't give her child nothing else, God stepped in. God will step in for your kids when you feel like there's nothing else you can do. He will step in that situation when you feel like, God, I don't know what to do right now. I don't know what to do. I don't know. Do I go back to work? Or don't go back to work. Do I start my own business? Or what do I do? I don't know what to do. Do I sell my house or not? So what to do? God will give you instruction, and he will tell you what to do when you trust him. But sometimes we got to get to a point where we open up our eyes and clear our eyes. That's saying you can't see the forest for the trees and all of our emotions. And when you remove all of that, you're able to hear God. So when she left her son and left him there, hallelujah, like we got to leave some situations at the altar. And she went up our altar, even though he was still visible when she could see, but she couldn't watch him because she thought he was going to die to give him. But God answered her. But God heard the boy cry and said, we already heard the boy cry. See, God was getting ready to rescue her when she felt like, that's it for me. God will send a rescue and rescue you when you feel like giving up. When you feel like, I don't know what else to do because this is it for me. I don't know what else to do. I know what it feels like to be pushed out of a place. And Lord, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? Mentally, I'm exhausted and I'm depleted. I have nothing else to give. But everybody is pulling on me, so what do I do? You hold on to God and you trust him. Even when you can't feel your feet moving and they feel numb, still keep moving. Because in the midst of you praying, in the midst of you calling out for some things, don't seem like God has answered. Don't you know help is on the way? That song, help is on the way. Don't you know help is on the way? Hallelujah. You just got to be steadfast.